Hey guys, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam. 大家好。
It's time to look at our encyclopedia unit, and you know what that means.
哦，又是我们百科全书小单元咯。
It's time for me to ask you guys a question.
好，你们大家都准备好了吗？
Alright, the question is...Which animal is not a lion's natural enemy? Now we have A, hyena, B, elephant, or C, leopard.
哦，今天的问题啊，就问说哪一种动物呢，不是狮子的天敌哦？我们有 A, 猎狗 ，B, 大象，还有 C, 这个花豹豹哦。
Alright, so Sam, do you want to make a guess?
Maybe leopard. 豹跟狮子感觉好像没什么相干吧。
I'm going to go with A, hyenas, because from what I remember from The Lion King is that they are all lazy and all they do is laugh.
对啊，在狮子王这个电影里面，那些猎狗都比较懒惰，只会一直笑，好像没有什么杀伤力。
Yeah, and it's always the lions going out to hunt food for them while they wait and be served.
对啊，在这个电影里面，确实猎狗和主角狮子好像没有什么竞争的关系吧。
Okay, so how about let's read our article to learn more?
对啊，马上来看一下我们的课文吧。
A plus encyclopedia.
Animals, lions and their enemies.
Which animal is not...A lion's natural enemy. A. Hyena. B. Elephant. C. Leopard. The answer is B. Elephant. Although lions are one of the strongest animals, other creatures like hyenas and leopards still fight them. That's because they all compete for the same food.Hyenas and leopards tend to attack young lion cubs. However, elephants are much larger than lions, but won't fight with them actually. In addition, because elephants are so big, lions usually don't hunt them. Lions will only attack an elephant when it is smaller and away from other elephants.
Animals.
Giraffe. Giraffe. Kangaroo. Kangaroo. Koala. Koala. Penguin. Penguin. Polar bear.Polar bear.
All right, so do you have any last minute changes to your answer?
哦，大家都决定好你的答案了吗？
Then I'm going to share the answer with everyone.
来公布解答咯。
The answer is...B, elephants.
哈，答案是 B, 大象哦。
Yeah, let's find out why.
对啊，这么奇怪，既然是大象，我们赶快来看一下课文，了解一下咯。
Okay, so the article says, although lions are one of the strongest animals, other creatures like hyenas and leopards still fight them. Now, a creature is just another word to describe animal. So, know that lions are quite fierce and ferocious animals. Animals in the wild know not to mess with them. However, hyenas and leopards are animals that aren't afraid and will fight them.
OK, 课文呢这边就说到了，虽然狮子是很强壮的动物，但是其他的 creatures, 其他的生物，像是我们刚刚讲到猎狗或是豹，还是会来攻击它哦。除了 strong 形容哦，你可以像 Tiffany 一样用其他形容词来形容这个狮子，例如 fierce 或是 ferocious, 激烈、猛烈、凶猛的意思哦。
That's right. Next, the article says,That's because they all compete for the same food.
哦，为什么这个猎狗或是豹会来攻击狮子？是因为啊，它们都是肉食性动物嘛，它们呀要争夺 compete 一样的这个食物哦。
Yeah, so it's not because the hyenas or leopards want to eat the lions, but because they compete for the same food. Now, when you compete, it means to fight and to win for something such as a food, or such as food, a prize, or something that you really want.
没错，不是因为豹或猎狗想要吃狮子哦，所以来他们会要攻击狮子，而是呢，因为他们想要抢夺食物哦。单字 compete 战争哦，竞争对抗哦，课文里面呢就是这些动物要来争夺食物的这个意思哦。
Yeah, so Sam, do you know what lions usually eat in the wild?
狮子通常吃什么？我猜应该是一些比较温和的这个草食性动物吧。
What I learned from Animal Planet is that lions are meat eaters, and they usually hunt for zebras or antelopes.
哦，我猜的没错，他们都吃像是 zebra 斑马或是 antelopes 羚羊哦这样子的动物哦。
Yeah, the only time I see lions eat larger animals like elephants or giraffes are when it has already died. So the answer does make sense.
哦，没错，狮子呢通常狩猎跟自己体型相当的动物哦。你会看到狮子吃这种比较大的动物，例如大象或是 giraffe 长颈鹿。通常呢是这些动物已经往生了，所以呢就可以知道为什么大象不是狮子的天敌喽。
Okay, so let's continue reading our article.Okay, the article says hyenas and leopards tend to attack young lion cubs. So not only do hyenas and leopards fight for the same food, but also because they attack lion cubs. Now, cubs are basically baby animals, and they usually are baby foxes, baby bears, baby lions, or animals that eat meat.
哦，这边讲到单字呢 ，cubs 中文呢就是幼兽哦，也就是这些动物的小 baby。比方说刚刚讲到这些狐狸啊、熊哦，这些食肉动物的小 baby， 你就可以叫它 cubs。课文里面呢就说啊，猎狗或豹呢会来攻击狮子的小宝宝。所以啊，为什么说豹和猎狗呢是狮子的天敌啊？除了他们争夺一样食物之外，哦，原来是因为啊，他们还会狩猎狮子的小 baby 哦。
That's right, but not all baby animals are called cubs. For example, what is it called when you have a baby cow? You know?
哦，这个事实上啊，不是所有的动物的小 baby 都叫做 cubs 哦。所以，比方说像刚刚 Tiffany 就说到，这个小牛，这个年轻的乳牛应该怎么讲呢？
In English, we call them calf, C-A-L-F, or if you want to make it plural, calves, C-A-L-V-E-S.
哦，这边就知道了，这个年轻的 cow 小的乳牛哦，你就可以叫它 calf C-A-L-F， 或者是呢复数呢把 F 改成 V-E-S 哦。
That's right. And for example, a common one, adult dogs are called dogs, and then the baby ones are called puppies.
哦，像是这个狗啊，我们家里宠物的时候，它是大的时候我们叫它狗，但是当它是小 baby 的时候呢，我们可能会叫它 puppy.
Yeah, or cats and kittens.
哦，另外像是猫跟 kitten， 这个大的时候叫 cat， 小的时候叫 kitten， 也是这个非常常用的用法哦。
But if you can't remember what the specific names are, it's easy. You can just call them an animal's youngs. So youngings or youngs is fine as well.
对啊，如果说你不想要记得这么多的话呢，你可以叫它这个 animal 这些它的 youngs 年轻的，也是可以表示这个它的后代、它的小宝宝的意思咯。
That's right. Okay, so let's take a look at our article. It says, however.Elephants are much larger than lions, but won't fight with them, actually.
哦，课文接着说啦，大象啊比狮子大上非常多，而且实际上呢，它不会来攻击狮子。
Yeah, and I guess it's because the lions won't intentionally go and harm the elephants. That's why elephants feel like they are safe from them. It's like how sharks don't attack whales.
哦，没错，非常有道理哦。Tiffany 呢觉得狮子啊不会来狩猎大象哦，所以大象呢也就不会觉得狮子有危险哦，也就不会要来攻击狮子咯。就像在海里面呢，这个 sharks 跟 whales 这个鲨鱼呢，它不会来狩猎这个鲸鱼嘛，因为体型差太多了，所以呢鲸鱼啊自然也不会觉得鲨鱼有威胁性，所以他们就可以和平共处咯。
That's right, and actually a lot of people think that lions and tigers attack each other. Yeah, but actually that's a really common misconception because But first of all, lions and tigers don't live together.
对啊，常常呢，很多人会这个误解呢，觉得说，哎，这个老虎跟狮子哦，他们好像都是非常强大的食肉动物。哎，他们如果在一起的话，应该是会 fight with each other， 两个会这样子打架或者是竞争哦。但是呢，其实这个是非常常见的这个谬误哦，因为其实呢，狮子是住在这个像草原啊，或者比较非洲的地方，但是呢，老虎啊 ，tigers 其实呢是住在 jungle， 住在这个森林里面呢，两个人根本不住在一起，所以根本不会来见面打架喽。
That's right. Lions usually live in the grasslands or the African plains, but tigers usually live in the jungle. So you can find them a lot in, I think, Southeast Asia, right?
对啊，这个呢，狮子通常是住在像刚刚讲到草原、沙漠这种在非洲的地方，而老虎呢，则是住在这个森林里面嘛，所以呢，你可能比较容易呢，在这个像是东南亚或者是这个比较南边印度这些地方可以看到它。
That's right. Okay, so let's continue reading our article. In addition, because elephants are so big, lions usually don't hunt them.
In addition, 此外呢，大象啊，它的体积实在是太庞大了，所以呢，狮子啊，不会想要来狩猎大象。
Yeah, and adding on to the fact that elephants, I think, are the largest man animals, the lions probably feel like they don't have a chance to win. So you might as well not mess with them.
没错，因为大象真的体型太庞大了，它应该是这个陆地上最大的动物之一吧。所以呢，狮子啊，大概觉得，哎，没有机会狩猎成功了，也就不会想要怎么样 mess with them， 不想找这些大象的麻烦喽。
Yeah, that's right. We have a saying that says, pick on somebody to fight that is your own size. If you pick someone who's smaller, it's like you're bullying them. If you pick someone that's bigger, then you're more likely to lose. So you want to pick someone that's around the same size as you because you'll have an equal fighting chance.
刚刚就讲到这个英文里面有这个说法啦，你要 pick 来选择一个跟你体型相当或是实力相当的人来对打哦。如果你选比你小的呢，好像你在欺负他，选大的又没机会赢，所以呢，对啊，这个就跟这个在狮子为什么不狩猎大象是一样的道理咯。
That's right, so let's continue reading our article. It says, lions will only attack an elephant when it is smaller and away from other elephants.
狮子啊，只会在什么时候攻击大象呢？在这个大象体型还没有那么大，又跟其他大象分开走散的这时候啊。
And most likely, lions will probably attack baby elephants instead.
对啊，很有可能狮子不会攻击大象，而是攻击大象的小宝宝。
Yeah, it would take probably more than 10 lions to bring down an elephant. And that's just too much work, and it's too dangerous for them as well. So I'm sure the elephant can also just lift its feet up and squash them all.
对啊，要狩猎一只大象哦，搞不好十只狮子的合作，但是实在啊难度太高又非常危险哦。你看大象那么大，它可能一脚，哎呀，就踩扁这些狮子了。
Oh, and actually, did you know that it's mostly the female lions that go out and hunt for food, while the male lions just sit and rest?
原来啊都是母狮子在狩猎在找食物，公狮子啊只要在家休息等着就有饭吃了啊，怎么这么好啊、
These are really some fierce females. Alright, so let's take a short break and we'll be right back. Okay, so we learned that lions and elephants actually get along in the wild.
对啊，我们今天知道狮子和大象呢在野外是可以井水不犯河水的哦。
That's because elephants are larger than lions, and it just takes too much work for the lions to kill an elephant.
是因为啊这个大象体型太大了，狮子很难狩猎喽。
Yeah, we can use the words like fierce to describe lions.
我们今天还学到呢，可以用 fierce 凶猛的这样来形容狮子哦。
And it means just to be aggressive, just how like lions are.
对啊，就像是 aggressive 这个很激动的，可以形容这个狮子激烈凶猛的模样。
Yes, and we can also describe elephants as gentle giants.They may be big and large, but actually they're gentle and caring creatures.
对啊，大象则可以说它是这个 gentle giants, 很温和的巨人了，因为它们体型庞大，但是个性温驯喽。
Yeah, so we hope you enjoy the article for today, because that's all the time we have, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye bye.
Bye.
A Plus 小智慧。
Speaking of global warming, the rising sea levels are just the tip of the iceberg.
Speaking of global warming, The rising sea levels are just the tip of the iceberg.
Hello, 大家好
I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。大家有没有看过电影《铁达尼号》呢？还记得它是怎么沉没的吗？没错，就是撞上冰山。事实上，历史上有很多的船只都是因为撞上冰山沉没，原因就是冰山太大了，浮在海面上的只有尖端一点点的部分，很难让人注意到。英文中就是有一个谚语是由此衍生而来的，那就是 The tip of the iceberg， 冰山一角。比喻事情其实很复杂，我们看到的只是其中一小部分而已。举例来说， Speaking of global warming, the rising sea levels are just the tip of the iceberg. 说到全球暖化，海平面上升这个问题只是冰山一角而已。表示全球暖化造成的问题有很多，海平面上升只是其中的一小部分而已。这样解释，同学们是不是都了解了呢？现在就让我们来看看今天的例句。Speaking of global warming, the rising sea levels are just the tip of the iceberg. 小聚会，我们下次见喽。
Speaking of global warming, the rising sea levels are just the tip of the iceberg.
Speaking of global warming, the rising sea levels are just the tip of the iceberg.
Chit chat.
Oh, good. It's commercial break time. 赶快去上厕所。
咦，广告的英文不是 ad 吗？
相信呢，大家对 ad 这个字不陌生吧？因为它可是 advertisement 的缩写，它可是所有种类的广告的统称哦。因此呢，不论是我们电视上看到的广告，或者是报纸上登的广告，都是 advertisement 的一种哦。So for example, if you're looking for a job, check the job advertisements in the newspaper.不过呢，如果呢要细分某些种类的广告，有时候其实我们也会用到特别的单字，像是 commercial。commercial 是什么呢？就是电视广告啦。不过呢，其实你当然也可以说 TV advertisement。另外 commercial 还有广播的广告的意思哦。所以啊，如果进到了广告的时间，英文就可以说啦 ，It's commercial break time. I love watching commercials.Some commercials are really funny. 不过有时候好像看了太多广告也会有后遗症的哦。像是广告打得太凶的时候，常常会有魔音传脑般的，让我一整天不知不觉地哼出他们的广告歌，在脑海中挥之不去啊。Sometimes I just can't get commercial jingles out of my head. Jingle 就是广告歌的意思哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以不要怀疑下次你听到 commercial， 其实呢，它就是 an advertisement on TV or radio。那电视广告休息时间呢，就是 commercial break。而这个常常让我挥之不去的广告歌呢，就是 jingle。
Encyclopedia.
Animals, lions and their enemies.
Which animal is not a lion's natural enemy? A. Hyena. B. Elephant. C. Leopard. The answer is B. Elephant.Although lions are one of the strongest animals, other creatures like hyenas and leopards still fight them. That's because they all compete for the same food. Hyenas and leopards tend to attack young lion cubs. However, elephants are much larger than lions, but won't fight with them actually. In addition,Because elephants are so big, lions usually don't hunt them. Lions will only attack an elephant when it is smaller and away from other elephants.